Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sub-pressure jungle switch up in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make a short section that flips a rolling DNB groove into a ragga flavor jungle burst, then glues it back into the track so it still feels heavy, focused, and DJ-friendly. Now, this is a beginner lesson, so we're not trying to reinvent the whole tune. We're doing something much smarter than that. We're taking one solid loop, changing the phrasing, adding a bit of ragga character, and using arrangement and automation to create tension, movement, and release. That's the whole game in drum and bass, energy control. So first, set your project around 170 to 174 BPM. That range is right in the pocket for jungle-leaning DNB and works really well for a rolling, pressure-heavy vibe. Start with a clean 8-bar loop. If you're working in session view, that's fine. If you prefer arrangement view, that's just as good. The important thing is to keep it simple at the beginning. Build four basic ingredients: a drum track for your break and one-shots, a bass track using something like Operator or Waveedable, an audio track for a ragga vocal chop or phrase, and maybe a return track for reverb or delay. Nothing fancy yet. We want to hear the groove clearly before we start decorating it. Your first loop should be really readable. Think kick and snare, a broken hat pattern, a sub-bass line on the root note, and one ragga phrase or chop. That's enough. In fact, for this kind of lesson, less is usually better. If the loop already feels good, then the switch-up will feel like a real event instead of a random edit. Let's build the sub first, because in DNB the low end is the foundation. If the sub is weak, the whole section loses authority. In Operator, use a sine wave for oscillator A. Keep it clean. Turn off the extra oscillators if you don't need them. You want most of the energy sitting below around 100 Hz, and you want the bass to stay mono. If the sub feels too plain, add a small amount of saturator after it. Just a little drive can help the bass speak on smaller speakers without making it muddy. A good starting point is only a few decibels of drive, with soft clip-on if it helps tame peaks. The key here is protection, not destruction. We want the sub to stay centered and solid, even when the arrangement gets busy. Now write a bass pattern that supports the drums instead of fighting them. This is a big beginner trap. The bass line sounds exciting on its own, but as soon as the drums come in, everything feels crowded. So keep it simple. Use longer notes in the main groove, maybe a short pickup before the switch, and leave a little space where the drums can hit on their own. If you're using Waveedable, that's great too, but use it as an upper layer, not the whole bass. Let the sine sub handle the bottom, and let the Waveedable layer add movement and texture above it. High pass that upper layer so it doesn't cloud the low end. The rule is simple. If the bass sounds cool solo but weak with drums, simplify it. Next, bring in a ragga phrase. This is the identity of the switch-up. It could be a vocal shout, a chopped MC phrase, or a classic ragga-style sample. The important thing is that it feels rhythmic. Don't just drop a long sample on top and hope it works. Chop it into smaller parts using simpler in slice mode or by manually cutting it in arrangement view. Think call and response. Maybe one chop says something like come in, then another answers with bashment style, then another with a short move. Place those chops so they interact with the drum hits and the bass stabs. Leave gaps. Let the beat breathe. A ragga sample is strongest when it feels like a cue, not a full-time lead vocal. You can also use clip envelopes to shape the sample. A little filter movement or volume shaping helps the phrase sit in the groove. If you want some space around the end of the vocal, send just the last word or syllable into a bit of reverb. That tiny detail can make the switch feel larger without washing out the mix. Now for the jungle part. Turn the drums into a switch up. This is where the groove starts mutating. Duplicate your main breakbeat clip and make a variation. Chop it into smaller pieces. Move a few hits slightly earlier or later, and leave some ghost note style gaps. Don't overdo it. You still want the listener to recognize the groove. In Ableton, you can do this fast with slice to new MIDI track, a drum rack, or simpler if you want to trigger the slices manually. The trick is to preserve one clear anchor, usually the snare backbeat feel. Add one or two extra ghost hits, maybe a little fill at the end of a bar, but don't turn every bar into chaos. Jungle energy comes from movement, not random editing. A good starter switch up might go like this. The first bar is still fairly close to the original beat, maybe with a small fill at the end. The second bar gets more chopped and syncopated. The third bar drops the kick out briefly or gives you a half bar of space. Then the fourth bar lands back into the main groove. That makes the transition feel intentional and musical. If your drums need a little glue, add some drum bus on the drum group. Keep it subtle. A little drive, a little crunch if you want bite, and maybe boom only if it doesn't fight the sub. We're not trying to make the drums louder just for the sake of it. We're trying to make them feel more urgent and alive. Now let's talk about gluing the whole thing together. Route your drums to a drum group and your bass to a bass group. That gives you control and keeps the arrangement easy to manage. On the drum bus, you can use a QA to clean up mud around the low mid area if needed, and maybe a glue compressor if the drums feel a little scattered. A beginner-friendly glue compressor setting on the drum group would be a low ratio, a medium attack, and a release set to auto or somewhere in a sensible range. You only want a couple of decibels of gain reduction at most. This is important. In DNB, the low end needs to feel like one system. If the drums and bass are both trying to dominate the same space, the whole thing turns messy instead of powerful. On the bass group, keep it clean. Use a QA to control the low end if needed, and a utility device to confirm the bass is staying mono. If there's any extra harmonic layer, keep it tucked above the sub. Again, the sub is the anchor. Now we get into automation, which is where the loop becomes an arrangement. This is what makes the switch feel like a moment instead of just another bar. Over the 2 to 4 bars leading into the switch, automate things like the bass filter, the vocal reverb send, or a little volume dip before the return. For example, you can slowly close the bass filter so the section feels like it's tightening up. You can raise the reverb send on the final word of the ragga chop, so it hangs in the air for a second. You can even dip the bass or group volume by a tiny amount for a beat, before the drop back, just enough to create tension, not so much that the listener loses the groove. You can also use an auto filter on the ragga sample. Let it low pass a little during the buildup, then open sharply at the switch, then pull it back so the bass remains the star. This works really well because part of what makes a switch up feel huge is contrast. The ear hears the section shrink, then the return feels bigger. When you arrange it, think in clear phrases. A very usable shape is 8 bars of rolling groove, 2 bars of build, 2 bars of jungle switch, then 4 bars of return. If you're making a club track, keep the intro and outro DJ friendly. Don't stack too many melodic elements if you want clean mixing later. Let the drums and bass do most of the talking. A nice arrangement trick is to copy the main drop, then only change 3 things: the breakbeat pattern, the placement of the ragga sample, and 1 bass phrase near the end. That's enough to create a fresh section without losing the identity of the tune. The goal is contrast, not density. Do a quick mix check before you call it done. Ask yourself, is the bass mono? Is the kick fighting the sub? Does the switch up make the low end disappear for too long? Is the ragga chop too loud compared to the snare? These little questions matter a lot. If the section feels weak, don't just turn everything up. That usually makes it worse. Try shortening the bass note, trimming some reverb, tightening the drum hits, or leaving 1 extra beat of silence before the return. In darker DNB, space often makes things hit harder than more layers do. A few common mistakes to watch out for: making the ragga sample too busy, losing the sub during the switch, overchopping the breakbeat, using too much reverb on low-end material, switching the arrangement too often, or letting the bass and kick clash. If any of those happen, the fix is usually to simplify, tighten, and protect the low end. If you want a heavier variation, you can layer a quiet distorted top over the clean sub. You can use call and response phrasing between the vocal and the bass. You can keep the bass mono but let the texture move in the upper harmonics. You can add tiny ghost notes before the switch. You can use short filter movement instead of huge sweeping builds. And once the idea feels good, bounce it to audio and chop it again. That's a classic jungle workflow, and it helps you commit to the groove. Here's a simple practice challenge. Make 1 8-bar switch up at 172 BPM. Program a kick snare roller with hats. Add a clean sine sub and operator. Import 1 ragga vocal chop. Duplicate the drums and make a 2-bar jungle variation. Automate the vocal filter to open on the switch. Add a short bass rest before the return. Put utility on the bass and check mono. Add drum bus lightly on the drum group. Then export a rough bounce and listen like a DJ would. The goal is not perfection. The goal is to make the switch up feel like it belongs in the same tune. So remember the core idea. Keep the sub solid, change the drum phrasing, and use ragga elements as rhythmic glue. Start with a clean rolling groove. Use vocal chops as call and response. Make the switch by editing the drums instead of stacking too many parts. Automate filter and reverb for tension. Keep the low end centered and controlled, and let the return hit, because you created space. If you get that balance right, your jungle switch up won't just sound busy. It'll sound intentional, heavy, and ready to rewind.